Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you to our midweek video. Although it is a day late, again, I've just been very swamped right now. My school year started about 3 weeks ago. And since that started, I've just had a lot of extra stuff that I've had to take care of and schedules with my kids and stuff that I've had to navigate, etc. And so I'm a little late this week on the video, but I'm hoping to get it out here on Friday morning. So we want to welcome you as always here to our YouTube channel, Grace Life Bible Church YouTube channel. If you haven't already done so, I'd like to ask you to subscribe and ring the alarm bell here so that you can stay current with our ministry, whether we're going live from our assembly building on Sunday or these midweek videos and content that I'm creating. Our featured book for the month of September is my book, The King James Bible in America, an orthographic, historical, and textual investigation. If you're interested in the printed history of the text of the King James Bible, or just another interesting take on King James-related information, I encourage you to check this book out. It's going to be well worth your time, especially when it comes to historical information about the history of the text in the United States. So I'd encourage you to check out or pick up a copy of the King James Bible in America. Also want to remind you, as always, about our Rumble channel here, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. We're up to 136 subscribers, so we're growing steadily every week here, so we definitely appreciate that. And we've established this as an alt-tech site should something happen to our YouTube ministry so that we can just, you know, continue right on with our video ministry here on Rumble. So if you haven't done so, please consider subscribing here on Rumble and following us on both platforms. All of our content every week is also uploaded to Rumble. Takes a little bit longer because we're not currently going live there, although that is an option that we are exploring. So this week, what I want to talk about in the video is, I've been going through in the adult Sunday school class at Grace Life Bible Church here, throughout the month of August. And then I did a fourth study last week on a Codex Sinaiticus research update. And I've done currently four of these. The first one I did on August 8th, as you can see here, and I talked about what color is the parchment. Then I did one on August 15th on is Simonides trustworthy. Then I did another one on August 29th on conspiracies, Uspensky, and an earthquake. And then I did one last Sunday. It is currently, it has not been uploaded yet to our church's website, but it is this study right here. And I will pause that.
To talk about
I think. Did one last Sunday on September 5 on Kalanikos, Hermas, and Barnabas. So I've been updating folks about where I stand on this issue. And the prompt for that was the release, the July 2021 release of Who Faked the World's Oldest Bible? Evidence Reveals a Much Larger Plot by David W. Daniels. So this was Daniel's sequel to his first book, Is the World's Oldest Bible a Fake? By David W. Daniels. And so I immediately when I saw that his second book, Who Faked the World's Oldest Bible, was available, I immediately snatched it up and read it like within a few days. And because I had specific reasons for wanting to read it, and I will get into those here shortly. But I want to back up now to the year 2017. In 2017, well, even further than that, I've obviously studied issues related to textual criticism, preservation, Bible translation quite a bit. And so, you know, everybody knows, even if you just have a Scofield Reference Bible and you look, for example, at the footnote on Mark 16, you'll see Sinaiticus mentioned. And so, you know, it's a document that a lot of people are aware of, just in general. Okay. Well, in April 2017, David Sorensen wrote this book. This book came out, Neither Oldest Nor Best, How the Foundational Manuscripts of Modern Bible Translations Are Unreliable. And this was written by David Sorensen. All right. So, back in those days, my wife was getting ready to have a surgery when that book came out. And again, I hopped right on it as soon as I saw it and I bought it, and it came to my house the day before my wife had to go into surgery. So when I was in the waiting room and she was in surgery, et cetera, I was reading this book, and I read it and that was right also in a week when I had spring break from school. And so I had a lot of sort of extra time to do things that I wouldn't otherwise have. And so I plowed through that book very fast, and I was completely intrigued. What the book is essentially arguing is that Codex Sinaiticus was a 19th century forgery, that it was forged in the 19th century by a guy named Constantine Simonides, and that the document isn't ancient, that the document isn't old, that it's a 19th century forgery. And of course, you know, as somebody who's interested in this subject matter, this was an extremely fascinating topic for me to get into. So as soon as I was done reading that book, I picked up a copy of The Forging of Codex Sinaiticus by Bill Cooper. Now, at the time, this book was only available in Kindle format. It has since been released in a paperback. And so I read that next. Then I read something critical of the Simonides view, that Simonides forged the Codex. And that's, I believe this is 1982 publication of Codex Sinaiticus and the Simonides Affair. And this was written by a guy named J.K. Elliott. So this was somewhat difficult and expensive to get a hold of, but I got a hold of that. And in the meantime, I had also been looking at the Codex on the CodexSinaiticus.org website. And so here's a link to that. And you can see that you can now see and experience the manuscript online. So all of these institutions, the British Library, the National Library of Russia, St. Catherine's Monastery, and Leipzig University, there are pieces of the Codex at all four of those institutions, and they collaborated in the first decade of this century to produce the Codex Sinaiticus website here, where you can actually see digital images of the entire Codex, okay? And so I was looking at that. After I read those three books I just mentioned, I was looking at that. I also plowed through David Daniel's playlist here on Chick Tracks on YouTube on something funny about Sinaiticus, as well as other things that Brother Daniels had on here. And I also was reading and devoured this website, Sinaiticus.net. And this is a collaborative effort put forth by people who were arguing that Codex Sinaiticus was a 19th century forgery. And you can see right here the cover to Is the World's Oldest Bible a Fake? So in the summer of 2017, after I read those three books, I was devouring all of this information. And I started teaching to the adult Sunday school class at Grace Life Bible Church this series right here. Okay, it's a six-part series, A Tale of Two Constantines, Rethinking Codex Sinaiticus. And what I presented in that series, this six-part series, you can go click here on number two to go back to the first three, was the 19th century forgery view, the case for the case for the view that Codex Sinaiticus was a 19th century forgery, okay? And I presented that in June and July of 2017. Then in July of 2017, I was asked by Brother Jordan to do just sort of an impromptu seminar at the Summer Bible Conference, kind of covering some of this information. So by the time I went to the Bible Conference in July, so I'd first read Neither Oldest Nor Best in April, and by the time I went in July 2017 to the conference, I had amassed a massive compendium of research and data on the origin, provenance, history, etc. of the Codex. Okay. So to make a long story short, once I got into this, I was in all the way. I was studying, I was researching, I was devouring, I was discussing in forums and groups and so forth in Facebook with some of the people who were, you know, really at the forefront of that. And then in early 2018, Daniels released his first book, Is the World's Oldest Bible a Fake? So this came out in, I believe, January of 2018. So as soon as that hit the market, I bought that and I read that as well. And then what ends up happening is in April of 2018, Brother Jordan asked me to give two larger talks to the pastors at the Grace School of Bible Pastors Conference in April of 2018. And those are the, those are these two talks right here. Codex Sinaiticus or Codex Simonides, Understanding How the Text of the Reformation Was Undermined, Part 1, and then also here, Part 2. So if you are interested, you can click on this, and you can, unfortunately, I don't have video for these, but there's audio recordings as well as the PowerPoint presentation that I used while I was in Chicago to make this, to cover this information, okay? So, make a long story short, I was, you know, up to it, knee deep at least, if not waist deep, on Codex Sinaiticus. As soon as I read the Sorensen book, I was devouring any information I could get my hands on, including the biography of Simonides by Stewart. And I was reading, discussing, researching. I was doing all of it as soon as things were being made available. I should also add that before I taught this seminar at Grace School of Bible, I also read a bunch of stuff about Constantine Tischendorf. Constantine Tischendorf, The Life and Work of the 19th Century Bible Hunter by Stanley Porter. I also read, I don't know how to pronounce this German fellow's last name, but Bible Hunter, The Quest for the Original New Testament. This is about Tischendorf. And then I also picked up the companion volume to the Codex Sinaiticus website and read Codex Sinaiticus, New Perspectives on an Ancient Biblical Manuscript. And this book was put out to be a companion with the Codex Sinaiticus website, okay, and explain the process and commenting on different aspects of the Codex, et cetera. So all of that was, all these books, that stack of data there, this website here, the playlists, all of Daniel's other videos, okay, all of that was stuff that I had already read, including the books there about the Codex and Tischendorf, before April 2018 when I made this presentation, this two-part presentation at the Soldiers Training for Service study, or conference, I should say. So after April 2018 and I gave this presentation, I sort of abandoned things. Well, that's the wrong word. I just moved on to other things. There were other things I was interested in researching and studying and so forth. And so I moved on to other things and I just didn't do anything further at that time. Then in December, late in December 2018, Brother David Reed, who had been a co-researcher with me in all of this, sent me four documents that had been written that were critical of the 19th century forgery view. Notably, William Cooper's book or Bill Cooper's book on forging, the forging of Codex Sinaiticus, and David Daniel's first book on, Is the World's Oldest Bible a Fake? So Dave Reed sent me these papers, these research papers that have been produced and released on academia.edu. And they are reviews of various aspects of the argumentation that Codex Sinaiticus is a 19th century forgery. So the first and most important one is a review of the forging of Codex Sinaiticus by Dr. William Cooper against a detailed background of the discovery of the Codex by Kevin McGrane. The second one is also by Kevin McGrane, and it is titled, Is David W. Daniel's Codex Sinaiticus Evidence a Fake? And you can see the cover there of his book, and this one is about the color of the Codex and some of those kinds of things. And then another one was this one by Elijah Hickson, New Evidence on the Question of Whether or Not Codex Sinaiticus is a 19th Century Fake. And then also by Hickson is an unpublished book review about David W. Daniel's book, Is the World's Oldest Bible a Fake? So to make a long story short, I read all four of these. And in reading all four of these, I was presented with enough information to give me pause about whether the 19th century forgery view is correct. And so what I did is I went back to YouTube and I went back through our church's Facebook page and I marked all of the teachings that I had done on this private, waiting for more to be said, waiting for more information to be released. And I just like, I'm going to sit on this. I'm not going to say anything else about it. And I'm going to wait until there's more information available. Well, that happened in July of this year, 2021, when Daniels released his second book, Who Faked the World's Oldest Bible? Now, let me be clear. There are aspects of this book that I believe that Daniels does an excellent job with. Most particularly, I think he presents good information regarding Tischendorf and why Tischendorf is not necessarily reliable. Okay. However, I was hoping that Daniel's book was going to respond to the arguments and the criticisms and the critiques that had been made in these four documents that I just went through. And lo and behold, Daniels never talked about those things. He never addressed those things, which I personally was disappointed in, because I want somebody in the 19th century forgery camp to take this information by McGrane and Hickson presented in these reviews and critiques. I want somebody to systematically go through and show, if they can, where Hickson and McGrane are wrong. Okay. So in light of the release of this book right here by Daniels in July, that is what prompted me to in August. So I'm going to go back here. That's what prompted me in August and early September to do four studies on whether or not, or give four studies on a research update on the Codex. Okay. So let me just cut to the chase. I presently, in the absence of a systematic rebuttal to McGrane and Hickson, I, in all intellectual honesty, have to say that the 19th century forgery view to me is looking exceedingly dubious. Okay. I cannot bring myself, knowing the character and the content of Simonides, knowing much of the factual information that is brought out by Hickson and McGrane regarding the coloration of the Codex, regarding all sorts of different things that I've covered in this four-part update, from August and, last Sunday, September 5. I just have to change my mind. Okay. I have to publicly say that, you know, I originally believed Simonides. And I think that if I'm being honest, I wanted to believe Simonides because there was a part of me that wanted Codex Sinaiticus to be a 19th century forgery because it would just be so great if it was, and so damaging to the, you know, the critical text position that, as we know, is nearly wholly reliant upon Codex Vaticanus and Codex Sinaiticus, all right? But if I'm being honest, and by the way, this week I have since reached out to McGrane. McGrane and I have exchanged emails. We've talked about different aspects of this. And after doing so, I just have to say that as of right now, I have changed my mind. I am open to more evidence. I am open to more clearly presented evidence that it is a 19th century forgery. But at this point right now, I just can't bring myself to go there. And if you want to know all the details on my reasons why, you're going to want to check out these other studies on what color is the parchment from August 8, is Simonides trustworthy from August 15, conspiracies Uspensky and an earthquake from August 29, and then the one that I did this past Sunday on Kalanikos, Hermas, and Barnabas from September 5. So in those, I lay out my reasons for why I no longer view it as a 19th century forgery. So, and let me just say, I have nothing against any of the men here that are involved in this conversation. I have nothing personally against, Daniels. I have nothing personally against Stephen Avery. I have nothing personal against Chris Pinto, who really kind of got the ball rolling on this in 2012 when he released Tares Among the Wheat. I just find that as I look at it now, in light of more information that has come my way, it's hard for me to view it as a 19th century forgery. And so what I want to do is I want to be intellectually honest about that. Okay. So my plan right now is the following. I'm going to keep the full compendium of information that I have brought forward on this, on our church's website. So I'm going to keep all of that there, along with the four update videos and this sort of final thing. And the reason I'm going to do that is I know there's things now in these other videos and lessons and so forth that I no longer would say as true. And you might say, well, why would you keep information on your website that isn't true? And the reason for it is I as I've thought about it, I think that the six studies that I have taught are a good summary of the 19th century forgery view. And they were done at a time when I was favorable towards that view. But now I'm also going to keep on here my research update videos and the one I'm recording right now, just for the sake of intellectual honesty, okay? And to keep the full compendium of information available to people who might want to know. But to be very clear about it and to make a fine point about it, I now am not embracing the 19th century forgery view. The work of Hixon and McGrane has convinced me that Simonides is not trustworthy, and there are significant issues with some of the research and such that has been done. Now, that doesn't mean I accept Codex Sinaiticus as a reliable witness to the New Testament text, because I do not and I never have. And I said way back, the first study that I ever did on this subject matter, way back in June 4, 2017, that it doesn't matter to me whether Codex Sinaiticus is a 19th century forgery or ancient corrupt document. I've never accepted it as a reliable witness to the New Testament. So it doesn't matter to me if it's a 19th century forgery or if it's just a corrupt old document. And so I think McGrane, everybody should read McGrane. If you are thinking about, or if you are currently embracing the 19th century forgery view, you absolutely need to read these four documents by McGrane and Hixon, which I'm going to include in the description. In the description for this video, I'm going to include links to all of this stuff here, and for folks to be able to check it out and see what it's about. So again, this is me, research update number 5, saying currently I cannot embrace the 19th century forgery view. And if you want to know the details of my thinking on that, you need to check out these other studies that I've done of late, and which I will also again have links to in the description for this video. So I want to also remind everybody that this coming Sunday on the 12th of September, we're resuming our class From This Generation Forever. And we're going to start talking about, the King James Bible and the things leading up to the King James Bible. So I'm really excited about the resumption of that class. Okay. And I want to remind you before we go, my wife and I have created a podcast, the Just Grace It podcast with Brian and Becky Ross. And we are on the two major platforms of Spotify and also Apple or iTunes podcasts, which I'll leave links to also in the description for this video. So please check that out. Our latest one released earlier this week on Becky's story, Anxiety Part 2. So Becky talks about her story with anxiety, et cetera, there. So if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, if you consider doing that. Also want to remind you again, if you haven't already done so, if you consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell here on our YouTube channel to stay current, please like, share, and comment on this video. Also want to remind you about, again, our featured book for the month of September, which is my book, The King James Bible in America, an orthographic, historical, and textual investigation. Also, make sure you subscribe to our Rumble channel. And the last thing I want to do is I want to remind you about our conference. Our Bible conference is coming up fast, folks. October 22nd through the 24th at Grace Life Bible Church. We've got two great speakers this year. We've got Brother David Osteen from Hope Bible Church in Georgia, and then also Joel Hayes from Fellowship Bible Church in Orlando, Florida. And we're going to be doing a deep dive into the book of Philemon, and we're really excited about it, and we want to invite you to come out and be a part of it. If you have any questions, If you just want to know more or have accommodation requests or anything like that, please make sure you reach out to us, and we'd be happy to help you on that. So as always, before you go, I want to remind you that if you've never believed and trusted that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. If you've never trusted and believed and relied exclusively upon the simplicity of Paul's gospel, that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, please don't wait another second. You need to trust Christ today. You need to believe that today, and you'll pass from death to life. And you'll receive eternal life as a free gift, and you'll be translated out from underneath the power of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear son. And we're grateful for that, and we encourage you to trust Jesus Christ today. Don't let another day, don't let another second go by without settling your eternal state. As always, thanks for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.